Blog Talk Radio.
Pain hits fast, so get relief fast. Only Tylenol Rapid Release gels have laser-drilled holes. They release medicine fast for fast pain relief. Tylenol Rapid Release gels.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an addict. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an addict. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an addict. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an addict. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on air now at Lagos, Nigeria, guys. Dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Guys, you know I always bring it, right? Well, I'm bringing it tonight, baby. That's right. I have an icon here with me tonight. I have an incredible guest, and when you hear her song, everyone around the world is going to know her, okay? She made this song famous. So I would like to introduce Beverly Bremers to everyone. Say hello, Beverly.
Hello, 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 hello. How are you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great.
You know, up with you, and I gave you your first interview on Hamilton Radio. I was blown away because I used to sing that song on a regular basis. I can't sing, but you know what I mean. I mean, everyone knows that song. So why don't you tell, well, I have an idea. Do me a favor. Don't tell everyone the name of the song. Just sing the chorus.
Okay. Don't say you don't remember. I'll never love anyone else. If you say you don't remember, how can I go on living with myself?
So listen, you're getting a standing ovation from me because you did not know I was going to ask you to do that. Absolutely beautiful. So everyone,
well,
the song, Don't Say You Don't Remember.
Yeah.
Tell everyone year. You're welcome. Tell everyone what year you recorded that song.
Well, I recorded it in 1971, and it was a pretty big hit, and then it was re-released, and it became a huge hit. So 1972 yep. is really the anniversary year.
That's right. And I was 12.
Oh, okay. So was I.
Yeah. And we're both Pisces, by the way. I'm March 7th.
Oh, and I'm the 10th.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
fellow Pisceans.
That's right, baby. So that song was freaking huge. I mean, ridiculous. That was a cover song. That was someone else's song, right?
Well, yes, but I didn't know it at the time.
Right.
The writers who submitted it to me didn't tell me this. I didn't even find it out till years later that there was a group called the Goggles that had it out, but I don't think the record did anything. But yeah, they made it. They deceived me a little bit, but that's okay.
Right. I mean, no one remembers that other one. You know what I mean?
Well, no, it didn't do anything on the charts.
Right.
Or, you know, but as I say, somebody brought it to my attention years later and said, wasn't that done by another group? And I'm like, really? So there you go.
So tell everyone a little bit about, I'm going to give you the mic because I want you to tell everyone a little bit about, in a condensed, you know, version, then and now, your life.
Oh, well, as true with anybody, when you're young, lots more happens. You know, I'm a little bit more settled now, but what happened with me really was everything happened for me at once, because when I recorded the song, I was also on Broadway in a show, and then I even moved to another show. So I was in the legendary Hair on Broadway.
Yep.
And then I went to a show called The Me Nobody Knows, and that was when I connected with the publisher of the music, and he said, oh, I see you've already made several records. Let's find you a song. You know, you should get out there and do it. So that's what we did. And so during that time, I was doing the show. The record was out. You know, I flew out to do American Bandstand to L.A., you know, for a couple of days. And so I was busy, busy, busy. And then I was also doing acting and on-camera acting besides the theater. And I was doing voiceovers, both singing jingles and also announcers and crazy characters and stuff. So needless to say, I was super-duper busy. And then in the middle of all that, I got married to the guy from the publisher, and
okay.
And by the way, we're still married. So
all right,
1970, yeah. So 1972 was a hugely busy year, probably the busiest ever. And then from there, you know, I stayed in the theater, and I never really toured, which in retrospect I probably should have. Maybe people would know my name more than just the song when they hear it. But, you know, I made a choice. So over the years, I've done a lot of acting and songwriting. I had a song on Disney Records that some people may remember called Mousercise, which was an exercise album for kids, and that went platinum. So I did okay in the songwriting department. And along with that, over the years, have written five musicals, which were produced on the West Coast, and now my Christmas musical, Gift of the Magi, is done every year by groups all over the world. So, you know, that's what I've been doing, a lot of from home things, you know, recording from home, voiceovers, right, and teaching and all of that. So I'm still busy, not as busy as I was, but there you go.
So, okay,
and I'm glad everybody remembered.
Okay, so I have something to say to you about what you said. You said you wish everyone would know your name, not just the name of the song. Okay,
yeah.
So, you know, there are so many incredible one-hit wonders out, right? Lion Sleeps Tonight. I mean, so many. And most people don't remember their names, but they know the song. So
yeah.
To me, that's just as good. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, even the bands, Led Zeppelin and all that, they don't remember everybody's name. They know the song and maybe the band name.
Yeah.
So don't ever make that make you feel bad at all, because no. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give everyone a treat right now, and we're going to play your song. First track, guys, by international DJ, the legend Brother O, Our Honeybee. Let's have it. Okay, Beverly, so we have a few of your songs in queue. So tell everyone about this one.
Oh, well, this is one of my favorite songs, I would say. I wrote it thinking about how so many times people think that women can't be friends with other women, that they're always competing with each other and catty and everything. And that always bugged me because I've always had many, many good friends who are women. So that's how that came about, where, you know, I had an opportunity to be with a guy, but he was already with my friend, and I love her more than I could ever love the guy. So that's how that came about.
That song is beautiful. You know,
thank you.
It's beautiful. You know, today you do singing lessons, right? Voice lessons.
Yes.
So is this true? Because everyone, all these incredible singers say to me, everyone can sing, and I laugh because I really can't. Is it true that everyone can sing if they took lessons?
Sometimes.
Tell the truth.
not everybody. Some people can't learn to hear pitch. Some people don't really have pleasant sounding voices, even though they can, you know, they can hit the notes. I think that you can develop your voice, you can develop your ear and develop performance quality, and then choosing the right songs also is very important. So, you know, there's a lot of elements, but I can't really say that everybody can sing, but a lot of people can.
Yeah, I know I can't. So,
well,
what singers influenced you growing up?
People say that, but you're putting yourself down. You don't know that you can't.
Trust me.
Right.
What singers influenced you growing up, Beverly?
Oh, okay. This is one of the things that you have to find out is just, you know, do it. Even if it's singing at karaoke, why not?
Okay. So, okay, so did you hear I asked you, what singers influenced you growing up?
Oh, many, many, male and female. But among the females who I really admired and studied, singing-wise, Dusty Springfield, Brenda Lee, Petula Clark, Leslie Gore a little bit, a lot of the girl groups like the Crystals and the Ronettes, you know, that whole slew. And then I was also, of course, influenced by bands like the Beatles. I mean, who wasn't? You know, they were all a great influence on me. Also a group called the Animals, which Eric Burdon was the hit lead singer from. I just thought he had a great soulful sound, and I really got an appreciation of the blues that way. But of course, pop wise, you know, there were so many. Aretha Franklin is another one. There's you know, a huge list.
Okay. You know what? We have our first caller. So let's take our caller in queue.
Okay.
Don't say you don't remember. I never liked nobody else. If you say you don't remember, how can I go on living with myself? Yo, Beverly, remember me?
Hey, not bad. Who's
yeah,
this?
I was with the other group that did your song.
You were with the Goggles?
Oh no, the Gargles. Well, we used to gargle and we used to sing a song at the same time.
Ah, okay, Rocky. Well, you got possibilities. Did you ever do any singing?
Well, sometimes I sing in the shower, you know.
It's oh, yeah, well, that's the best shower. Place. Chicks are great in there.
Yeah, I love it in there. And, you know, nobody can hear you, you know. I love that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, good. Thanks. I'm glad you like the song and you still remember it.
I love the song. It's great. You're doing a wonderful job. And all of the stuff you did, I mean, hair and... You know what I mean? Nobody knows all that stuff. I know it. You know it. Everybody should know it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, don't go anywhere. So, everybody, this is John Monforto. How you doing?
Good, Jerry. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. Tell everyone who you are.
Well, I am a singer first and a celebrity impersonator second. And a grandfather. Actually, I should be a grandfather first. But anyway, I'm a full-time entertainer. I love that song. My wife loves that song. And I can't believe that Jerry's got you on the radio. And I'm
How about that?
Yeah.
So well, that's great. So you still perform?
Yeah, I'm still full-time entertainment. We go up and down the coast. From New York to Florida. I got a little place in Florida that, you know, I do one-man shows down there. And I'm the official Rocky impersonator for the city of Philadelphia. So that keeps me pretty busy. Yeah.
Hey, can you do a little bit of Adrian?
Adrian! Hey, yo.
There you go.
That's
great.
My wife says, Beverly, you do that really good, John. Because it's easy for you to act stupid. I said, who's acting?
So, Beverly, this guy right here, he does over 30 different voiceovers,
right? Yeah, about
right?
30, yeah. Yep.
About 30,
yep.
He's incredible. You want to hit us up with The Godfather real quick?
Sure. You always ask me to do things that I really don't want to do. What's the matter with you, Jerry? Come on, don't put this lady on the spot. She's a big star, Kabish.
Kabish.
That's great.
Oh, yes. Everyone, John Monforto, the man of many voices.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, my darling.
Beverly, all the best to you.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
You're welcome. Thank you, dear.
Yes, I love your song.
Oh, that's Deb. Hey, Deb.
Well, thank you.
Beverly, before we play our next track, I want to ask you one more little question. So you mentioned your influences in music, but did you have a favorite song other than yours?
Oh. You mean Back Around Then?
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh, that's hard to say because there were so many great artists. I guess I would have to say You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Okay.
That's one of my faves. Gosh, there's so many artists I did, like a lot of Dusty Springfield. Petula Clark.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of liked Downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Natural Woman, of course. Who doesn't
yeah.
like that song? I had many favorites, and I sang them all and still do.
All right. So we have our next track by international DJ, legendary Brother O. Here we go. There you go, girl. Wow, beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I have a question. When you recorded this, did you think it was going to go where it went? No.
I don't know if you know this, but I'd had several records out prior to this, and, you know, they weren't promoted properly or whatever, so... You know, I had learned the business. You never really know. You know, you hear something, and I was like, oh, this is a cool song. Yeah, I really like it. And then you just pretty much wait and see what everybody else thinks, you know. So it was a bit of a surprise to me, but a nice surprise, of course.
A very nice surprise. Beautiful. So when you were on Broadway, I have a question about being on Broadway versus singing. What did you love more?
That's a toughie. I absolutely love recording. I love being in the studio and fine-tuning the performance and every note, but I also adore the theater. One of the great things about the theater, especially a show like Hair, was that there's room for improvisation. But also you get live feedback from the audience, and also every show is a little different, you know, so it's a give and take with the audience. So it's actually more similar to doing a concert, except that, of course, there's a script and dialogue and whatever. So that's a toughie, but I do love the theater, I got to say.
Okay. So we have another caller in queue. Let's take our caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Hello. I can hear someone. Say hello. I can hear you. Hello?
No, I don't. I hear barking.
Ruthann? Hello?
We're going to try our second caller as that caller gets themselves together. Caller number three, you're live right now with the Jerry Petito Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, they probably stepped away.
Not me.
No, I can hear you. Who's calling?
Ruthann.
Hey, Ruthann. How are you, sweetie?
Good. How are you?
Good. So
what
would you like to
say? How's Miss Beverly?
Hi. How are you doing?
You got a great song out there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So what are you doing next?
That's a really good question. I'm starting to write a few new songs. And once I get a little collection, I will probably release them. You know, I've got a bunch of CDs out now on the website, and you know, it takes time, you know, like a fine wine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working on new songs,
and I'm sure it will be great whenever you come out with it.
Well,
there
thank
it
you. I sure hope so. You know,
okay,
I've been doing this a long time.
So
it will be good.
Ruthann is an old friend of mine, and when she heard I was interviewing you, she was like, Jerry, how do I listen to this? What do I do? So I told her to call in and say hello to you.
Great. Well, thank you for calling in, and
you're
it's
welcome.
Great that you're a lover of music. You know,
and
music
it's great to hear
is
from
very
you,
important.
Jerry.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
So, Beverly,
yes.
You know, my daughter's sister from her dad is a Rockette. Her name is Taylor Shimko. Yes. And I got to interview her as well. And, you know, off camera, she was telling me a little bit about what went on behind the scenes and all that and with Broadway and the plays and everything. Do you have any, like, cool story you could share with us about maybe what goes on behind the scenes on Broadway?
Oh, there are so many.
The
good, I always say the good, bad, and the ugly. Because,
yep.
A show like Hair didn't have, I did it twice, but the first time I was in it, there were a lot of people in it who were real hippies. They were not actors. So there was a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll going on off stage.
Uh-huh.
A lot of antics that way, and people would forget to come back on stage to do their number. And actually the best training I had was being able to jump in and sing somebody else's song. And then they paid you extra for doing that. But, you know, there are just a zillion of those stories. A sweet little story was when I was in the Me Nobody Knows, there was a little girl named Irene Cara. I believe you've heard of her.
Oh, sure.
Yes. And so Irene was 12 when we did, it was already her second show. And we started off Broadway at the Orpheum Theater in the Village. And I remember that one day she came in with a kitten. She'd found a kitten And the kitten was terrified because there were like Hell's Angels out there and whatever. And she, of course, wanted to adopt it. And her mother wouldn't let her. So I said, all right, I'll take the kitty. And I did. And I had that cat for 18 years. And I named him Me because, you know, it was the Me Nobody Knows. But it was very sweet of her. She was a sweet kid, as were. You know, that was a happy experience. Basically, we're a big, happy family there, you know. But most of the other stories would be too long to tell you.
Okay, but I know a lot of cool things, good, bad, and ugly, go on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the audience definitely doesn't see any of it.
Yeah. The only other story would be when I was in it, they never mentioned that there was a nude scene until I was signing the contracts, and it was optional. You didn't have to do it. So I never did it until the last show. I kept thinking to myself, everybody always asks me. I'd seen everybody do it. It only lasted like 10 seconds. I was like, I wonder what it's like. And so I tried it. It was like getting your clothes off under this tarp. And I did. It was so hard that when I finally stood up, the lights went out, the scene was over, and it was the end of the first act. And I had to race off stage before the house lights came up and everybody saw me in the light. And so I never did do that scene. But, of course, people always ask me, but if you've ever seen the show, if you blinked, you missed it.
Okay, so I can now say that my guest did do a nude scene.
Is what?
I can say my guest did do a nude scene.
Yeah, well, only for the other people on the stage and the stage crew, because no one else saw it.
That's great.
It was very scary and very difficult.
Oh, my gosh. So we have another caller in queue. Let's take our caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Miss Jerry Petito. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hi, Ava. How are you?
Hi, such a pleasure to meet your guest. I mean, I am sitting here cracking up over everything that she is saying. Hello, Beverly. What an honor and pleasure to meet you here. And I feel so thrilled when we get, you know, guests like you of your stature. And thank you, Jerry, for bringing her on. I mean, I too have a music and theater background, so I can relate with everything you're saying. I've never been on Broadway, but I was on Off-Broadway. And I'm just cracking up over all the things that you're saying and how true everything is. So God bless you,
oh,
and
yeah.
It's wonderful to hear you on the show tonight.
Oh, well, thank you. So as you well know, as most people know, with any kind of show, it can be a radio show, TV show, concert, that Murphy's Law is always in effect. If something can go wrong,
yeah.
It usually does. And you have to be ready to improvise because the show must go on, and that's what I always tell everybody.
Right.
Be prepared for anything and go with it, but act like nothing's wrong. So that was probably the big
I always say
lesson.
Murphy lives here.
You're right. Oh yeah. I mean, I had things Menopause the Musical that is still playing in a lot of places, and I did that show in L.A. and I remember being in the middle of a song and a fly flew into my mouth like mid note and got stuck in my throat. And luckily it was a duet, and the other woman that I was with, you know, sort of looked over at me like, why did you stop singing? And I'm like, you know, took me a few seconds and then I composed myself. Yeah. And I don't think anybody even noticed, you know.
Oh gosh. So funny. Well,
oh my
gosh. Lovely to hear you, lady.
Well, thank
you, Ava.
I'm so glad that you called. Keep up the good work. Keep
sure.
Acting.
You too. Love your music. Love your music.
Thank you,
Ava. Love you, girl.
Love you, too. Take care.
We have our next track by international DJ legend Brother O.
Her alone at a table. as Lombard and Gable, but the scene only lasts for a while. Midnight stranger won't give you nothing, but you give your all in return. Midnight stranger won't teach you nothing, and you still have so much to learn. Wine and a gentle caress. She shivers with anticipation and prays he won't be like the rest. Midnight stranger won't give you nothing, but you
Absolutely beautiful, Beverly. Tell us about that song.
Thank you. Well, I sort of dabbled with country music from time to time, and that's sort of my little venture into that area. I wrote it with a friend of mine, and we were talking about how there's so many women out there who, you know, just are looking for love, and, you know, they never really find it, that it's better than being alone. And so that's kind of where that came from. Yeah, it's always had a warm place in my heart for this song.
Beautiful. We have another caller in queue. Let's take our caller. Hello, caller.
Okay. Hello, Jerry. Hello, Beverly. How are you guys doing today? This is Tiana Seeks.
Hi, Tiana.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I just wanted to make a comment about one of the songs. I don't remember the name, I'm sorry, but you were speaking about how much you loved your friend. And it's so funny. I was having a conversation today with one of the hosts, and I was speaking about there was a time, the one thing I have a rule is there's a guy, and my friend likes this guy. It only has to take 1 second for her to tell me that that's it. Like, I'm not interested anymore. Because, like, for me, my friend is worth more than that. And I did have one situation where there was, we went to an event, and this was like a couple years ago, and I really liked this guy, and I introduced my friend to him. So I invited him out to eat with us or so, and I started to see that my friend liked him. And at that moment, like, I know she wanted to sit next to him. I let it go. I never told her that I liked her or anything like that. I never told her. But she ended up dating him. And for me personally, I don't want to be with anyone that my friend likes, and I don't want to be with anyone that has liked my friend previously, because I've also been in that situation, because friendships are very important to me. You know, I don't think it's worth it. There's so many people out here. There was a guy who was interested in me, but he had liked my friend first, and my friend didn't like him. But I just, you know, didn't take it there, because it's, for me, it's just, that just seems very uncomfortable. So it's funny, like, I was listening to the song, I'm like, I had this conversation today with someone, and I had this conversation today, and then when I'm listening to the song, I'm like, wow. I wanted to say thank you for being on Jerry's show. Jerry is absolutely wonderful, and I just had a question for you. Being in the music industry, because I'm actually COO of a record label, but I wanted to know, with your transition to music, going from, like, CDs to things being digital, how has that affected, you know, business for you?
Well, the digital thing has actually been very lucrative for me. I still sell CDs, but I'd say that right now I make more money from the digital. So I got to say, hey, it's a good thing. You know, what I don't like about it, and what a lot of people who buy my CDs don't like, is that you can't hold it in your hands. You can't read the liner notes and really, you know, get into the visuals involved, you know. But then again, there are videos, which I've never really gotten around to doing, on my list. But, you know, it's changing. So we have to go with the flow with all the technical things. But as far as recording, digital is fantastic. So,
wow. I want to say something to both of you ladies real quick. First of all, that was an incredible question, girl. And the reason why it hit home for me was I got a new car a year ago, and there's no CD player in it.
Right.
That's upsetting.
Yes.
And now I'm listening to Beverly kind of liking the technology. I didn't expect that.
I didn't either.
Well, yeah, you have your phone. You know, you just put all your music on your phone and plug that in instead. Or you know, listen to Sirius radio or something like that. I actually, when I went to buy a computer, I had to make sure they had a CD drive in it, because I do still like to play CDs. And so that's a consideration, because a lot of the hard drives and laptops nowadays don't have CD drives anyway. But you know what? It could come back around, just like vinyl has come back.
Right.
People are buying vinyl more and more. So
you can
never
buy
know.
A separate attachment too.
Wow. Thank you, sweetie, for calling in. That was a great question, girlfriend. Wow.
My show is June 2nd, The Power of Thoughts. And again, I am Tiana Speaks, and thank you very much. And this is a great show, and I hope you guys, ladies, have a good night.
Good night,
thank
sweetie.
You. You too.
Wow, that was a great question. I did not expect you to answer it that way.
Well, you know, you got to go with it.
Oh, my goodness. You know, so I don't understand why some cars now don't have CD players. We still want to play our CDs.
As I say, you have to plug in your devices instead, because today's generation doesn't even know what a CD is. You have to keep that in mind.
I guess you're right. So
yeah.
All right. So wow. All right. So now, tell me a little bit now about this. I'm interested in this because one of your students is Doc G from Hamilton Radio's wife, Sandy.
Yes.
And she's doing well. I mean, she goes out to the open mics and she sings, and she used to be very shy. So you've really, really helped her.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of it is confidence. So if you've prepared and you've practiced, then you have the confidence to be able to get up and sing. And, yeah, she's become fearless. She gets up and sings karaoke. And she knows that, you know, she's going to do okay. And that's what it's all about. So it was my pleasure to help her.
So let's take our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, peace and blessings. This is Sister Bessie.
Hi, Sister Bessie. How are you?
Hi, ladies. I just overheard you all talk. Hi, sweetheart. I overheard you talking about the DVDs and no TVs in the cars. I just caught your conversation. But I want to say, you know, I still use my DVD player, and I love the DVDs in the car because you made your own choice. No one made the choice for you. You made your own choice what music you wanted to listen to, and you would stick that DVD player, that CD player in there, and just go on down the road. It's different now because they're giving you what they want you to listen to. That's how I feel
right.
about it.
Yeah. Well, that and also what they think everybody wants. You know, they've been told, who knows if they did surveys or not, as to whether somebody was interested in a CD player or not, you know. So, you know, all I can say is, you know, complain to the car companies and say, put those things back in, you know, or there's probably a plug-in. There may be a plug-in you can get for your car to plug in a CD player or a DVD player. I'm not sure. But they've come up with everything else. I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find something about it. But, yes, they have made the choice. The same way as they eliminated cigarette lighters because they
decided to that.
I got to come on, ladies. Now, Beverly, I'm going to tell you something. This is old Adele and Posey. Now, listen, you know, the new cars now have Bluetooth. Now, we all know that, you know, our sister, the farther she is from Long Island City, New York, is challenged when it comes down to technology.
Yes.
So, Beverly, and the answer to Sister Bessie's question, you still have a choice. So, mainly when you have your phone has tracks in it.
Right.
And then you serve that phone to your Bluetooth, and you can play through the music. So I challenged Jerry to talk to her daughter and her grandchildren to get her on point so she can finally listen to Elvis tracks on her phone. And I'll be back for Ngozi time.
Wait one second. Come back. And actually, wait, I want to tell you who he is. I want to tell you who this man is real quick. So, Brother O, are you there?
Come on.
Okay, don't play shy. So, Beverly, this is not only our producer. He is a Hall of Famer producer. He's a Hall of Famer DJ, okay? He puts all this together. And, you know, he knows I'm technically challenged. He knows that. And he's the one who named me the Jersey Jewel, and he says I'm a fraud, and I love it. So, but this guy right here is the one that takes care of all these shows every single night. He's incredible.
Excellent. Great job.
So now he's challenging me.
Peace and blessings, sister.
Sister Bessie, tell everyone when your
show
is on.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody should know that. Everybody should know there's always a team.
Yes. I'm on the front porch, but I don't know when my day is because I was just on Friday. So I'm always on, I believe, the third or fourth Friday in the month.
Okay, so congratulations. on your anniversary with WBNN. I did call in. I was listening, but I couldn't get on. And I just want to let you know that I love you.
Yes, I love you too. And thank you for letting me tune in. All right.
Congratulations.
So, Beverly, that's funny. So, brother, I was challenging me. So, when my daughter and granddaughter come into my car, I always have Elvis on Sirius Radio, okay? All of a sudden, the next thing you know, they take their phone, they plug it in, and then this crazy music comes on. So I don't know what's happening. So they know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that's where the choices are now. It's just different. And, you know, for us, we adjusted, too. We went, think about it. There were records, then there were cassettes, then there were 8 tracks, which didn't, you know, that bombed big time. And then even for a while, there were these little discs, little baby discs. I forgot what they were called. And then CDs. So, you know, the technology keeps changing. And so now we have, you know, a lot more actually more access to music because you can put a lot more music on your phone or your iPad or your computer, whatever. And whereas the CD is more limited. So actually, you know, it's a good thing. But it's not hands-on. You know, we like the hands-on where you can touch it. But, you know,
I'm just shocked you answered the way you answered. I want to be you when I grow up. Tiana, look what you started, girl. All right, let's take our next caller.
Okay.
All right. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hey, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
How are you? How you
doing?
It's Michael Zanman. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Hi, Michael. You chickened out.
Oh, my God. I ain't chicken out.
Oh,
my God. Beverly, and she, I got to tell you something. We go back a long time, right, Bev?
Do we?
Oh, my God. Don't even say it. Don't say you don't remember. I never loved anyone else. If you say you don't remember,
Beverly, how can I go on living
with myself?
Very good.
Oh, come on, I'm trying something good here. Anyway, I got to tell you something. Okay, Beverly, I know I just love your voice. And your voice is in the class. It's unique. So it reminds me of Celia Black or a Karen Carpenter, Dusty Springfield, or Rita Coolidge. When you hear it, it's unique. And I just love it. I just really wish I had more of it. And also, you have a song. I think it's Daddy's Coming Home. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't listened to it, but it reminds me, we have a friend that I'm actually opening for at Let East September 1st in Parsippany, New Jersey. Let East is like the Woodstock of doo-wops and oldies music. It's a 3-day festival.
Ah,
so,
excellent.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, you just named a very obscure song.
Did I really?
Yeah,
is that good or bad?
Well, just unusual because the record came out as my record company was going out of business, and so they didn't promote it, and so it really wasn't played much, you know. But it is out there, you know. Daddy's Coming Home. So
wow,
that's nice.
I gotta listen to it.
Have heard?
Yeah, I gotta listen to it. You know, there's the you know Michael D'Amore, who's a recording artist, lead singer of The Capriz.
The Capriz.
He just came out with a single, and it's Daddy's Home. I don't know. Do you remember Daddy's Home? It was a doo-wop hit. Daddy's Home. Just anyway, so he came out, and he just did it with his daughter speaking. In his, how old is his daughter, Jerry? Maybe
she's
6?
She's only 3. No.
3?
What am I saying? She is 6. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baby's only 3 months old, and now she's 6, yes.
Right, and so that's why I got to listen to this song. It's just amazing. It's a great song, too. So what happened? It went out of business? What's going on? I've heard that so many times.
Oh, so you don't know the Scepter Records story?
No.
They actually made a Broadway – there was actually a Broadway musical about it a few years back. It was the only female-owned record company, and Florence Greenberg had it – it was an independent record company, so they had all their own distribution, and it worked really well when they had the Shirelles, which was their first group, and Dionne Warwick, of course, and B.J. Thomas. But as years went by – the bigger companies made the competition just too difficult. And so eventually they went out of business. I left them right before they did and went to Columbia. But she was a legend because she was just a housewife from New Jersey. Who
I know her story, yeah. But I forgot all about it.
That was the label, Scepter. So
wow.
The story, you know, It's quite an amazing story, but, you know, sad a little bit in that the small companies couldn't survive, you know, and this is what life is like now anyway. You know, small companies get gobbled up by the big ones, and that's just the way it is.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm so glad I was able to connect with you. I think that the small discs that you were talking about were actually two-track discs, and I actually have a cassette player in my car. I think my car is 18 years old, Beverly, I'm still making payments on it. Come on.
Oh my gosh, he's so easy. So let me tell you who this crazy guy is, Beverly. So this is Michael Zammon, who's he's an incredible singer and entertainer. And I met him a few years back and said,
Wait, Michael Levin?
Michael Zammon.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I know a guy named Michael Levin. I got confused there for a minute. Okay. All right.
I know Michael Levin. We'll talk about that after the show.
Can you
a limo driver?
Him?
Oh. Okay.
All right,
so you have a doo-wop group. What's the name of your group?
Well, I actually sing myself solo. The doo-wop group that I sing with is down in Florida, and it's Florida Keys. And I'm also with a band called the Stonebridge Jammers, which are about 17 musicians, and we do a couple of shows monthly. But now I've broken out onto my own, so I do music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and
That's great.
It's good. But now I got to tell you, now we have a couple of women that sing in the group, also musicians, and I'm going to remind them of your song. Maybe we can do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
come on,
great.
Man. Great,
do it, Michael.
But where do I send
the
background to?
Are awesome in it.
Very
conducive to group
singing. You know what I'll do? Jerry, you know what I'll do? Maybe I'll do it on my own and rearrange it a little bit to be my style. And
do it at house. Go do it, you know, at our recording studio.
Yeah, I'll do that. And
that'll be cool.
Have to send it. Wait a minute, Beverly, do you get royalties on that?
Not really.
Okay, I'm still doing it then.
Yeah. Well, I re-recorded it, so, you know, I get money from that. But I didn't write the song,
good.
And as you well know, it's the writers who continue to get the royalties. They take all the money from the artist, and, you know, the people who own my master don't do anything with it. So, you know, unfortunately, no.
Wow. Well, I'm just so excited I got to talk to you.
Well,
that's great. I love hearing from people who are still out there doing it, you know, because that's what it's all about. And if you're a performer, that's your lifeblood. You know, it's like you have to do it. You know,
he's incredible. He is.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we should probably I should get your information. My biggest dilemma right now is finding a booking agent so that I could get out there and do more shows. So, you know, it would be nice. Or do you book everything yourself?
Well, I do both. I myself help from people like Michael D'Amore in the industry and a couple of other promoters that are there, Joe LaRocca, and a few others that call me. But a lot of times I just go out myself. And you know, but I'm very picky where I go. I hate to say that, but it's very tricky what venue you're going into. And because I born in the 50s and I grew up in the 60s and my love for doo-wops was still there. And then I'm listening to my mother's records of Jerry Vale and everything. You know, I got all this in my head spinning around, you know what I mean? And of course, Broadway.
Do you work with a live band or tracks or both?
Well, both. I do a live band, the 17-piece band of all retired musicians up here in Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then I do tracks for me and tracks with the doo-wop. Well, it's doo-wop, but also 60s music where we have whole harmony. So we have like four people in the group. And then there are times that a band will call me up. And for instance, I'm going to Israel, and I already have a thing with a band who is a Eric Clapton tribute band. And they said, "Well, come down here, come over here, and you're going to do a couple of numbers, Eric Clapton numbers." I said, "Okay." And then you could say that you're an international star.
That's amazing.
That's cool. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Beverly, I want to just say this to you. So Let East is a huge car show for 3 days. And I've been honored asking to be the host, the MC, for Friday night. And Michael D'Amore is going to be the headliner. And we've got this guy, Michael Zamman, opening up for him. So the three of us are going to get to hang out. So why don't you come on down in New Jersey to Let East in September?
Well, maybe it would be coming on up, actually. But,
coming on up, yes.
Well, yes, because I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to hook you two up. Michael, I love you. Thank you for calling in. Amazing.
I do,
amazing.
Too, and I can't wait for you to introduce me on that stage, Jerry.
Okay, and I can't wait to hook you two up. All right? I'm going to give you both
That'd be cool.
Information. All right.
Great.
Thank you, Michael. Love you.
Thank you.
So that's so cool. That is so cool. So you're interested in like doing live shows again, gigs and all that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was doing it until the pandemic hit.
Okay.
And I was having a lot of fun doing that. And then the guy that was producing the show got sick and he doesn't do the concerts anymore. So unfortunately, you know, that was one of the main contacts that I had. And, you know, I'm always looking, you know. So if anybody listening wants me to perform somewhere, let me know.
So give everyone, like, also your information, like Facebook, if you have a website, anything.
Well, yeah, pretty much if you Google my name, you know, my last name is spelled B-R-E-M-E-R-S. You can go to BeverlyBremers.com is my website. Facebook, I have Beverly Bremers Singer on there. Twitter, I'm Bevy Boop.
Okay.
Instagram, also Beverly Bremers. As I say, if you Google it, you know, I'm all over the place. And then, of course, I have multiple email addresses. Probably the easiest is BeverlyBremers@gmail. But I have several others, bev@beverlybremers.com. If people want lessons, I have a site called voicersize.net, and that's for anybody that wants to take singing lessons or voiceover lessons or public speaking, songwriting. I teach all of that. You know, I have my fingers in a lot of pies, and I've always liked it that way. I like to do a little bit of everything, and it's a lot of fun. So I enjoy it.
Beautiful.
You know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Ken Brady
one of the original singers from the Casinos, the song, the Hall of Fame song, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye, messaged me to say hello to you. He's listening, but he couldn't get on, but he wanted me to let you know that he's a fan.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to hear. I know I had a friend who was going to call in and said she was disconnected and then it was busy. So somebody's calling.
Okay. So listen, we're coming close to the end of the show. What encouraging words do you have for everyone listening that wishes they could do something but they're afraid to?
Well, it's hard to say don't be afraid, but that's kind of what it is. So many of us think that everybody is sitting in judgment and people are critical. That's really not the case. People want you to be good. People want you to be successful. So if you can keep that in mind, that people are on your side, just go out and do it. The two P's are very important. Preparation, you got to learn your craft, learn your songs, you know, learn everything there is. And then practice a lot so that it's like in your muscle memory so that you've really got it down. And that way, you know, if little things go wrong or distract you, you'll be able to keep going. And then just do it. One of the great things about this digital age that we didn't have back in the day when I did Don't Say It, I Remember, is that you can do recordings very inexpensively, you know, in your home or a friend's home, and you can put out your own product. You don't need a big record label or anything like that. You just, you know, put it up there. You know, there's TikTok and, you know, you can upload to Spotify, do your YouTubes. There's so many different ways that you can get your music heard. You can get yourself heard and then get out there and you'll get a fan base. I mean, it's just, you can't give up though, because it doesn't happen overnight.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much. You know, listen, what can I say? You're a legend to me. And, you know, your songs are incredible. That song in particular, right? I mean, think about it. The whole world knows your song. And
that's just
as awesome as them knowing you. So I want to thank you for that, because music is key. Music is what we all need. And I love you, and I'm honored, and thank you. Guys, guess what time it is? It's Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, my Hall of Fame honeybee, Brother O.
Together. yesterday when we wrote on the corner of the table. Remember? We were free, you and me. Free to come and go as we please. Making wonderful music together. But now, I just don't know you anymore.
Beverly, you know, what a way to be out of there. Outstanding performance by Beverly Premise tonight. We're so glad to have her here at the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, Jerry always knows how to bring superstars to our wonderful lineup. And, of course, more can you say to her? She's historic in her own right. Congratulations to the 2021 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito, on her 73rd Beverly Nation All-Time Connection record and 8th consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Outstanding performance tonight, and it's wonderful, our first championship of the week. And tomorrow night, we have a young lady who right now is, you know, up for enshrinement. She's a nominee for the same Hall of Fame as Jerry Petito. Her name is Angela Thomas Smith, and the name of the show is Walking in Purpose, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBN has advertising through and Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola Bella Malaywe goes here at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, I want for program tonight? Ole de le. Daddy goes with my@gmail.com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dali Malaywe, goes to saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio who support us on a constant basis. And now to the accolades, the 2021 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, the 2019 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining, the 2019 Anna Waddell Award recipient, WBN Host of the Year, the 2019 and 2022 Battle of Network Stars Champions, the one and only Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito.
Well, thank you, Brother O. I'm honored for breaking another record tonight. And my guest got me there. So, Beverly, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. You got me there tonight with this. You're incredible. Everyone knows your song all over the world, girl. I want to read a special poem because yesterday was Memorial Day, and I wrote a poem years ago, and I need to read that tonight because we still have to honor all our fallen soldiers, okay? We the people of the U.S. of A. wouldn't have freedom if they didn't lead the way. These people that I speak of are soldiers who fought that day so you could have your rights instead of them taken away. True heroes are these people, both men and women, too. They lost their lives that day, securing liberty for me and you. The Constitution that we uphold should never be disgraced. Their debts should never be in vain. What they did should not be erased. If you live in this country, respect our flag. If you burn it or rip it, you will pay the price. Our soil is free because of the brave. God is in control. Just take my advice. Memorial Day is to honor these folks, the highest of honors they reap. I thank you all for dying for me, your memory I promise to keep. God bless you all, and thank you all for listening.